Continuing the sugya of drinking with non-Jews. So yesterday we saw the Makoris, the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch about not drinking Sheichal with a non-Jew. The Mechaba spoke out that it means any sort of alcoholic beverage. Whereas Ramah brought a more lenient minhag, more lenient practice that was common in Ashkenazi countries at the time, and it basically came out that it would be okay to have green and honey-based alcohol in a non-Jew's home. However, we did say that many Ashkenazi poskim were chaylik, and they said that one should practice like the Mechaba and not drink any alcoholic beverage with a non-Jew at all. So now, in what settings do these halachas apply? So Mechaba says that this issa about not drinking non-Jewish alcohol, that's only when one sits down formally to drink, his koveh atzmoi. And he continues, he says, if a person went into a non-Jew's house and had a drink, derech arei bakroi, and we're going to define what that means in a minute, and he does not do so on a regular basis, then it's okay. So the Mechaber says two conditions, really. Derech Arai and Akroi. Those are situations in which it will be okay. It will be permitted. So the Kav HaChaim quotes the Pri Chadosh and explains like this. He says, what does it mean that Derech Arai is okay? He says, it's just informal. They're not sitting down to have a drink together. And what's Akroi? It was just a one-off. And the Kav HaChaim explains that both of these conditions are needed in order for it to be mutter, meaning it needs to be both derech arai, it needs to be both, sort of standing up, not sitting down properly in a formal way, and it also needs to be one-off in order for it to be permitted. But if it's any sort of regular occurrence, or even if it's not regular, but it's sitting down properly, then it's going to be a problem. Now, regarding drinking in non-Jewish parties, the Rambam writes that Chazal, this is the Rambam in Hilchas Macholos Asuras Pirik Yud Zayin Halachas Test Yud. So he writes that Chazal put together certain Isurim, even though they're not Mefurish in the Torah, in order to prevent us from intermarrying. So he says they forbade drinking, even when there's no Yayin Nesach, and they forbade the pass. You know, the forbade pass made by a non-Jew, even when the ingredients are kosher, and all these isurim are mishum chasnas. Now, the Rambam talks about the sheikha in the following way. He says that, as we've already mentioned, that the issa of drinking sheikha, he says, is only also where it's sold. But if a person takes the sheikha home and drinks it there, it's mutter. Because again, the Rambam speaks out, the whole issa was only mishum chasmas. And then he says the following. He says, if the majority of the people at this particular party are Jewish, then it's going to be mutter to drink there. The only problem with this, and this is the kash at the back asks, where does the Rambam get it from that if the majority of people there are Jewish, that it's going to be okay? It seems that the Gemara says that it's also full stop. So the Bach explains, and the Bach is in Yeridah Simon Kufyud base. He says, it depends. He says that which we say, that if it's majority Jewish, it's okay, that's in the Jewish person's house. That means if it's a Jewish person's house, he's hosting it, then we say it's okay if it's majority Jewish. But if it's in the non-Jewish person's house, then it's going to be asa, full stop, even if it's going to be majority Jewish people. So far, everything we've discussed has been regarding drinking sheikha, drinking alcoholic beverages. And Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll start discussing about drinking coffee and other soft drinks together with non-Jewish colleagues.